Now, join in expressing my appreciation for you being in our study today. We have a good crowd, and we appreciate your interest in the things that bring us together. I remind you that our appeal here is to the truth. The Lord said, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And Paul, in writing Timothy, talked about the fact that the church is the pillar and ground of the truth. And so we invite you to get your Bible, to investigate the things that are said. If you hear something taught that you believe is in error, bring that to my attention, that I might look into that, and if it be the case I've taught error, I'll make the proper correction and not preach that again. But on the other hand, should you find these things to be in accordance with the will of God, hope and pray that you'll give heed to them and make application in your life and be found teaching these things even to others. I want to talk to us for just a few moments today about the theme on the board before. When God's people gave too much. This comes from the book of Exodus, chapter 36, where as a basis for our study, I'll be reading, beginning at verse 5. "And they spake unto Moses, saying, The people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded to make. And Moses gave commandment, and they caused it to be proclaimed throughout all the camp, saying, Let neither man nor woman make any more work for the offering of the sanctuary. So the people were restrained from bringing, for the stuff they had was sufficient for all the work to make it, and too much." That's Exodus 36, 5 through 6. Upon their departure from Egypt, as the children of Israel were camped before Mount Sinai, the Lord directed His people to build the tabernacle. In Exodus 25, beginning in verse 8, the Lord said, "Let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them." Thus the tabernacle was a portable sanctuary where God dwelled among His people during the wilderness wandering period. And this tabernacle was to be built according to the divine pattern. In verse 9 of Exodus 25, the Lord said, "According to all that I show thee after the pattern." Chapters 25 through 31 of the book of Exodus record the instructions for its building. And chapters 35 through 40 give the account of its actual construction and erection. According to chapter 25 and verse 1 beginning, the materials for its construction were to be given by the Lord's people. The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, "Speak unto the children of Israel that they bring an offering of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart. Ye shall take my offering. And this is the offering which ye shall take of them." And the offering is prescribed down through verse 7. In chapter 36 of the book of Exodus, we read where the Lord's people bring the offering. And you cannot help but be impressed with these words, "For the stuff they had was sufficient for all the work to make it, and too much." Exodus 36, and in verse 7. Oftentimes, the problem is not having enough, insufficient. This particular occasion, it is impressive to read where God's people gave much, and they had to be restrained from their bringing. What I'd like for us to do in this study is call attention to five things about their giving. The first thing I want you to be impressed with is the fact that they gave willingly. When the Lord gave instruction for His people concerning the building of the tabernacle, He said in Exodus 25 and in verse 2, "Speak ye unto the children of Israel that they bring me an offering." Notice He didn't put the period there. He didn't just say, "Bring me an offering." But He said, "Of every man that giveth it how? Willingly, with his heart, ye shall take my offering." You might like to underscore in your Bible, "giveth it willingly with his heart." the Lord would not accept an offering of his people unless they gave it how? Willingly. As you come over to Exodus chapter 35, notice in verse 5, as Moses gathered all the congregation of the children of Israel together and rehearsed in their hearing the words which the Lord commanded, he says, take ye from among you an offering unto the Lord, whosoever, what's the rest of that, is of a willing heart. Why did he say that? Because that's the instruction given him by the Lord, which we just read in Exodus chapter 25. Notice he didn't just say, bring an offering. Whoever wants to bring an offering, bring your offering. But rather he said, whosoever is of a certain heart. What kind of a heart? A willing heart. Let him bring it, an offering of the Lord. And so in Exodus 35 and verse 5, you might underscore a willing heart. Notice how the people respond. In verse 21, they came. Who came, by the way? One whose heart stirred him up, and everyone whose spirit was made willing. And they brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation, and for all his service and for the holy garments. Verse 22 talks about the fact that they came, both men and women, as many as were willing hearted, and brought bracelets and earrings and rings and tablets, all jewels of gold, and every man that offered an offering of gold unto the Lord. And then at verse 29, it is recorded the children of Israel brought a willing offering unto the Lord. Every man and woman whose heart made them willing to bring for all manner of work which the Lord had commanded to be made by the hand of Moses. And so as you read of the occasion when God's people gave too much, you must not overlook the fact that they first gave willingly. And I suggest to you that there's a real need for our hearts to be stirred up today, just as they came, everyone whose heart stirred him up, as many as were willing-hearted. Somebody asked, how many gave on that occasion? I'll tell you how many. Exactly how many. As many as were willing-hearted. However many that was. As you come to the New Testament, in the book of 2 Corinthians in chapter 8, verse 12, the Apostle Paul, in writing the church at Corinth to stimulate their minds by way of giving, said, for if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not. God's always expected a willing heart of his people. And when God's people gave too much, they gave willingly. They didn't have to be coerced or forced into giving. They gave of their own accord. But then in addition to that, as you think about when God's people gave too much, not only did they give willingly, but let me suggest to you a second thing. And that is the fact that they gave unto the Lord. Notice in Exodus 35 and verse 5, it is said, take ye from among you an offering. Notice the next three words. Unto the Lord. Who's this offering unto? It's unto the Lord. And in verse 21 of Exodus 35, they came, everyone whose heart stirred him up, and everyone whom his spirit made willing, and they brought these two words. The Lord's offering. You might highlight Lord's offering. It was not an offering for man or for men, but it was the Lord's offering. Again, in verse 24, everyone that did offer an offering of silver brought, what did they bring? The Lord's offering. You ought to be impressed with the fact that they brought the Lord's offering. Their offering is under the Lord. Notice in verse 22, the last three words, under the Lord. Every man that offered an offering of gold unto the Lord. We need to be impressed with the fact that their offering was to the Lord. Can you think of any greater person to whom you can bring an offering than to the Lord? The maker of heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is. It is in God that we live and move and have our being. Who is God that formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. It was God who gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Our offering is unto the Lord. And they were impressed with that. And so we can read where they gave too much. You might understand when an offering is unto somebody else, where there might not be enough. But surely we ought to be impressed with the fact that when we offer to the Lord, it ought to be of a different caliber because of who He is, because of His great power, because of what He's done, because of what He does, and because of what He will do. But then as I thought about when God's people gave too much, there was something else that occurred to me. Not only did they give willingly and unto the Lord, but I want you to be impressed with the fact that they gave to the work of the Lord. A number of times you see in this scene the word work. You remember the Lord had given instruction to His people in Exodus 25:8, let them make me a sanctuary. Whenever something is to be made, there's work to be done, right? And in Exodus 35 and in verse 21, the Bible says, they came, everyone who stirred him up, and everyone whom his spirit brought the Lord's offering to what? The work of the tabernacle of the congregation and for all his service. And so not only did they give willingly and unto the Lord, but they gave to the work of the tabernacle. If you had been living at that time, would you have considered the tabernacle a worthy work? Would you? Would your heart have been so stirred within you that you would have given as they gave for that work? The tabernacle, a portable place where God would dwell with His people, and they would worship Him. Also in Exodus 35, take note of verse 29, which says, the children of Israel brought a willing offering unto the Lord, every man and woman, whose heart made them willing to bring for all manner of what? Work, which the Lord had commanded to be made by the hand of Moses. Exodus 36:3, that received to Moses all the offering which the children of Israel had brought for. What did they bring that for? The work of the service of the sanctuary to make it withal. And then drop down to verse 5. The people bring much more than enough for what? The service of the work which the Lord commanded to make. When the Bible points out that they gave too much, that impresses me with the disposition and the mindset of these people toward the Lord's work. Does it you? Can you think of any greater work than the work of our Lord? Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15 and in verse 58, be steadfast, be unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Why? Why do that? Well, one reason is, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Most of what we do in life is all for naught, isn't it? You ever do anything in vain? Maybe you wash your car and it just starts raining. Kind of did that in vain, didn't you? Might as well not have washed it. A lot of the things that you and I do in life, really, in the sweet by and by, don't matter. But I want to suggest to you that everything that you and I put forth in the work of the Lord has meaning. It has value. It's not in vain. And I need to be impressed with that. When God's people gave too much, they gave willingly, they gave unto the Lord, and they gave unto the work of the Lord, the tabernacle. But I tell you another thing that impressed me as I read and studied this setting. When God's people gave too much, they gave regularly. It wasn't just a one-time giving or offering. So I said, how do you know that? Exodus 36 and verse 3. The Bible says they brought yet unto him free offerings. When they do that? Every morning. They gave regularly. Wouldn't you like to have been there? To have witnessed that as the Lord's people, all who were of a willing heart, came and they brought those free offerings every morning? You know, the Bible teaches us to be regular in our giving. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 2, the apostle said, upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store as God hath prospered him. They gave every morning. You and I give every week. And so our giving is to be with regularity. Inasmuch as every week has a first day, we give upon the first day of each week. But then again, as I thought about this, there's one other thing I want to suggest to you. When God's people gave too much, they gave willingly, they gave unto the Lord, they gave unto the work of the Lord, they gave regularly, and they gave much more than enough. Exodus 36:5 finds the workers coming to Moses and saying, the people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded to make. Be restrained from bringing. Can you envision that? In verse 6, Moses gave commandment and they caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, let neither man nor woman make any more work for the offering of the sanctuary. So the people were restrained from bringing, for the stuff they had was sufficient for all the work to make it and too much. Can you imagine that happening today? Where there's a work that is planned and we're urged and encouraged to give willingly toward that, and someone saying, you brought too much. Don't bring any more. Wouldn't that be something? It happened. When God's people gave willingly unto the Lord for the work of the Lord regularly and gave much more than enough. Does that stir you? How can you read that and not be stimulated to follow that example? In 1 Corinthians 10, the Apostle Paul made reference to Old Testament happenings just like this and said in verse 11, these things are written for our admonition. And in Romans 15 and verse 4, he said, written for our learning. That we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. I hope that as you think about our work today in Terre Haute, Indiana, that all of us will give due consideration to when God's people gave too much. There's a little song that is entitled, I Gave My Life for Thee, which suggests, my precious blood I shed that thou mightst ransom be, and quicken from the dead, I gave my life for thee. What hast thou given for me? My Father's house of light, my glorious circled throne, I left for earthly night, for wandering sad and lone. I left it all for thee. Hast thou left aught for me? I suffered much for thee, more than thy tongue can tell, of bitterest agony, to rescue thee from hell. I borne it all for thee. What hast thou borne for me? And I brought to thee down from my home above salvation, full and free. My pardon and my love I bring rich gifts to thee. What hast thou brought for me? When you think of all that the Lord has given, are we giving enough? It may be that you've not yet given your life to the Lord. I suggest to you that when we first give ourselves to the Lord, giving in other areas, just like we've been talking about, will come much easier. In fact, Paul said of those in Macedonia, 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 5, they first gave their own selves to the Lord. You've heard His word. Would you believe it? Would you be willing to repent of your sins, to confess your faith, that you believe that Christ is God's Son? To be buried with Him in baptism, to rise to walk in newness of life. Maybe you've already done that, but you've become unfaithful, you've drifted away, there's sin in your life. Would you repent of that and ask for God's forgiveness in prayer? We're here to help you do that as together we stand and sing. We make our appeal to you to come.